This is Train for Trade Skills Radio with Tom Jinks.
Hi, my name's Andrew Knott. I'm from London and I'm doing the plumbing course.
Hi, Andy.
Hi.
So, Andy, let's start by finding out a bit about you then. What were you doing before Train for Trade Skills?
I was just working as a labourer on building site.
So you've decided to basically retrain then as a plumber. Yes, have you always had that interest in plumbing then?
Yeah, I did have that interest in plumbing, and I thought I'm not really earning a lot just doing labouring and stuff, so I wanted to get a proper skill, and so I went for it.
So you mentioned you did a bit of work on site as a labourer. Tell us a bit about that then. What does that involve?
Basically just shifting a lot of rubble and just helping other trades and stuff, and basically being a bit of a gopher, really.
So let's talk about your practical training, which you're on now. How are you finding that?
Yeah, it's good. It's interesting, and it's in depth, very in depth. And when you finish, you feel like you've actually learned something and actually got something out of it, you know?
You mentioned before you've got experience on building sites and you've worked on a building site before. Have you been getting any sort of plumbing experience or doing little jobs outside of your course then?
I'm working with a plumber now. He took me on, and so I'm basically doing like an apprenticeship with him. So when I'm not studying or here, I'm working with a plumber on site and getting all the experience, really.
Can you tell us a bit about, for those people that are listening and want to do what you're doing and get like experience, can you tell us a bit about how you arranged that?
Basically, there was a plumber on site, and as he said, I was a hard worker and stuff, and I said I wanted to get into it, and he said, as long as it's all right with your boss, I'll take you on. So you really just have to get out there, get on site, and once you're in there with them, on your way, really, I guess.
So how have you found that the plumbing work you're doing at the moment, have you found that has helped you with your course then?
Most definitely. Because if there's stuff in your book work that you don't understand, I can just go to him and ask him about it, and he'll explain it to me or show me an example if we're on a job and there's one there or stuff like that on different types of systems and stuff like that. So it helps a lot.
You mentioned you work with a qualified plumber and you've been doing that outside of your course. What does he think of the whole course you're on then? What's his opinion of it?
Yeah, he thinks it's really good, and he likes, because obviously I take pictures and stuff of what I do at the college, and I show him when I go back to work, and he's fairly interested, and he says it's good. He says at least they're pushing you to do stuff that you're actually going to do out in the real world, and he likes the book content as well. He says it's very in depth and there's a lot of knowledge in there and stuff, and it shows. He said that I've learned a lot over the last year or so that I've been working with him.
So Andy, what are your plans then when you've got your qualification and you've finished the course? What are your plans then?
As I'm quite young myself, I'm going to stay with my employer and work for him for a little while longer, and just until I can get myself up on my own two feet and maybe start my own business or go into partnership with him.
For the people that are listening to this interview and are thinking of retraining, have you got any sort of advice for someone who basically wants to follow in your footsteps and retrain as a plumber?
To go for it, really. It's a good job to get into. It's interesting, keeps you alert. There's a lot going on in the industry. You don't have to just do bathrooms. You know, there's heating and boilers and there's solar energy and all that sort of stuff going on. So there's a lot of stuff you can get into. You don't have to just specifically do one thing. So I'd say go for it, because it's very interesting and it's a good job to be in.
That's great, Andy. Thank you very much for joining us.
That's all right.
For more information, please visit www.trainfortradeskills.com.